Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. And my name is Dr. Denver Chedi. I'm reading from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, which says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry." So let's quickly break down that scripture. In the last days, people will depart from sound doctrine. They will give heed to deceiving spirits or seducing spirits. They will start preaching doctrines taught by demons. And the Bible give a couple of examples of doctrines that are being taught by demons. And one of them is forbidding to marry. That's the one I would like to focus on. Chances are you've never heard a sermon about that scripture, but And it may sound like a weird scripture, but there's a deep principle in it. I believe that there are demonic spirits and there's a plan of the devil to attack Christian families. In the United States, 50% of marriages end in divorce. And that number is no different in the church than outside the church. And in Trinidad, the divorce rate is a staggering 70%. That is amazing. That means if you get married, there is a greater than 2 in 3 chance that your marriage will fail. And out of the 30% that don't divorce, not many of them are actually happy marriages. It is fair to say that the devil is hard at work against Christian families, against marriage and families in general, but especially Christian marriages. He would love to attack Christian marriages. If he can't attack the husband or wife, he'll attack the children. And there is also a plan of the devil to prevent good Christian marriages, if he could. That is, to keep good Christian people single or to influence them to get married to the wrong people. And I'm sure you know of a single Christian who is an outstanding man or woman of God, teaching Sunday school, involved in praise and worship, evangelism, and then one day you find him in a relationship with this, I don't want to call names, but this person who you just take one good look at them and you know that's not the one, that's not who God wants you to marry. And you start thinking to yourself, what demon in hell possess you to think that that is who you should be marrying? You know exactly what I'm talking about. We've seen it. We've also seen a lot of good single Christians who never got married, late into their 30s, 40s, 50s, never got married. My wife, Indira, and I walked that road. Both of us were in our mid-30s when we got married. We searched for years upon years, and it was a frustrating endeavor. And we know what it's like to pray to God and say, God, you've blessed us with so much. You've blessed us with finances, good health, strength, good families. There's so much I could be thankful for. But you know what, Lord? If you could take back all these blessings and just give me a husband or a wife, I would be so happy. We know what it's like. We've walked that road. We understand the struggles that single Christians go through. And we are aware that there are many older people in the church who really cannot understand that struggle because they haven't walked that road. For example, if you're an older single Christian, I am certain that older Christians have told you, be patient, wait for God. God has somebody really good for you. The reason it's taking so long is because the person God is preparing for you is so special that God is taking his time. I am certain that you've heard testimonies like that. And there was a time when that used to really encourage you. But after a while, those things kind of grate on your nerves, because you've reached a point in your life where you're no longer interested in encouragement. You want to see results. You want to see answers to your prayer. And I'm here to tell you that the number one reason Christians remain single is exactly what 1 Timothy 4 says. Deceiving spirits, propagating doctrines taught by demons. We have people write us through our website all the time, and we hear testimonies like this. Ever since I was 19 years old, people told me to wait for God to bring a wife to me. Wait for God to bring a husband. Wait, in the perfect timing, God will bring somebody. And today I'm 53 years old, still single, still waiting. For 34 years, that person was waiting for God from 19 to 53. 34 years, waiting for God to bring a wife to him. And where in the Bible did God ever promise to bring a wife to you? Where in the Bible did it ever say that you need to wait for God for a husband or wife? Where did the Bible ever teach that? All of those things that are being taught to single Christians are simply man-made myths. They are not scriptural. A couple of years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, Joshua Harris wrote a very popular book called I Kiss Dating Goodbye. And a whole generation of Christians read that book, and they came away with the idea that Christians are not supposed to date. They're not supposed to go around looking for a husband or wife. They're supposed to just wait, and in the fullness of time, in God's perfect timing, he will bring his perfect will into their lives. And an entire generation of Christians believed that caused them to remain single longer than they needed to. Because there is not a single scripture in the Bible that says you need to wait for God to bring you a husband or wife. None. Yet there's so many books being written to Christian women. Wait for your Boaz. Where did the Bible say anything about waiting for Boaz? Like I said earlier, my wife and I walked that road. We know what it's like to remain single for a long time, thinking that we would never get married, we would never find the right person. Yet when we finally did meet, we got married within 7 months, and almost 10 years later, we have a very happy marriage, we are compatible, and we love each other dearly. And we wish we could turn back time and get married earlier in life. And we wished so much that somebody back then, when we were single and searching, had written a good book telling people the truth about how to go about finding a husband or wife. What is the biblical approach? So we decided that we would write a book outlining for single Christians a biblical action plan to help them find a husband or wife, a Christian husband or wife. How to go about finding a husband or wife. What is the biblical procedure? We sought to give single Christians a biblical action plan to guide them in their journey to finding a godly Christian husband or wife. And a year ago, we wrote a book called I Kiss Waiting Goodbye. The reason is because a lot of Christians are waiting for God to bring a husband or wife to them, when God is waiting for them to get up and make things happen. They are waiting for God's perfect will. They are waiting for the right timing. They are waiting to hear from God. They are waiting for this, waiting for that, waiting for everything under the sun. And yes, there is a time and a place to wait for God. But God never told you in the scripture to wait for him to bring you a husband or wife in his perfect will, in his perfect timing. None of that is scriptural. And in this book, we outline all of the crazy wrong things single Christians believe, wrong things that are unscriptural and causing them, that is sabotaging their own search and causing them to remain single longer than they would like to be. And over the next few weeks, I want to do a lot of teachings from that book. And our desire is to see single Christians be guided correctly and marry the person who is right for them. The book is not magic. It's not going to magically make you find somebody. But the book is intended to educate you so that you understand exactly what God requires of you, what the process is, how God's will works, and what is the biblical action plan for you. That's what the book seeks to do. That book, I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, is actually available in RIK bookstores. It's also on Amazon. If you're a single Christian, that book will be great for you. If you're a parent, a youth leader, an aunt or an uncle, that book will be a great gift for your children. It'll be even be a great book for you to educate yourself so that you could guide them in a wise way. And like I said, over the next few weeks, we'll talk more about it. And we pray that these teachings and the book will be a great blessing to single Christians. And it will help you to find a godly husband or wife, and that you will wreak havoc to the devil's kingdom. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends. God bless you. See you next time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Indira Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.